This week, it's just for a laugh. Well, there's a lesson at the end, but I want to tell you about something that I did years ago. When my kids were little, we went with a church group. We lived in a town called Crown Point, Indiana, and that was a famous thing that happened there is that they caught John Dillinger and put him in the little jail 100 years ago or whenever this happened. And you can tour the little jail cell and the little jail. It's now a museum where they held John Dillinger. I think he escaped out of there. But anyways, the point is we walked over. It was a few blocks from our house. We walked over with a group of people. Our kids were really small, and we walked in, and there's an open area, and then there's all the jail cells around the sides of the open area. And in the open area, they had like a relief form that showed all about the story, and people were looking at that. So I walked into the jail cell, and the bed in the jail cell was like on a chain, and then the metal frame of the bed could raise up against the wall or come out straight on a chain. And they had, you know, the bed like made as a mattress with a blanket on it. So, of course, while everyone is looking around the jail, I go in and I sit on this bed. And my young son is with me. And I did not know. Probably they had said, do not touch anything. And I didn't listen to that. Probably that did happen. I'm not sure. It was not a real bed. It was a piece of cardboard on this metal frame with a blanket and a pillow on it. Ladies, I fell straight through the metal frame of the bed where John Dillinger stayed in a jail cell. And just like in the cartoons, my bottom went down to the floor and my face and my knees were like together in a V. I went straight through that thing. And all I could think of was, I have got to get out of here before anyone sees this. So here's what I want to tell you. I am not an athletic person, and I never have been, but you have never seen someone move as fast as I moved. I should not have been able to get unstuck from that position, but I am telling you, ladies, I was up and out in 5 seconds or less, and I'm saying to my husband, block the door. Don't let anyone see me. And he probably was trying to keep a straight face and guard the entrance as I extricated myself from the bed frame of the jail cell and got myself out of there so fast. And my small child, of course, probably 3 years old, is asking me all kinds of questions, and I'm trying to hush him and just realize that I think I need to go walk home and not finish the rest of the tour. The reason being is that now I had a giant, probably 5-inch hole in my black tights, and I was gone. So yeah, we have laughed about that. We have laughed so many times through the years about that. A couple lessons. Number one, pay close attention to if you're not supposed to be touching or sitting on anything in a tour. The bed might be fake. It could be a piece of cardboard. Number two, and the lesson I want to carry over to you this week, my friends, other than giving you a good laugh on a Monday, is you can do hard things. You can do hard things, okay? When that adrenaline kicks in, I got myself out of that impossible situation in record time. I probably could have won some type of a, Ripley's Believe It or Not, some kind of a goal, some kind of a record time of getting out of a fake jail cell bed frame in the least amount of seconds. Number three, yes, I did have the biggest, hugest black bruise on the calf of my leg that probably lasted a week. And I was so sore. I was so sore. But of course, I did not feel it in the time when the adrenaline kicked in and I just had to get myself out. So I guess my third lesson for the week is do right because your children are watching you. And if they are toddlers, they are going to be asking you about 1 million questions about your actions. So be sure you do right because others are watching your example. I hope I brought a smile to your face. Have an amazing week. And know that if you are accident prone, you are listening to someone who could probably beat you in every area of that. Tripping over air, spilling on yourself, getting yourself into crazy situations that don't happen to anyone else. Yes, that is me. So I am so glad we're on this journey together. Go out and love God through loving others and pay attention to instructions.